DeepEnglish.com.
How to Live to be 100, Active Speaking, Part D. Ellsworth and the Seventh-day Adventist take relaxation a step further. They require it. One day a week, all Seventh-day Adventists must recognize the Sabbath, a religious day of rest. Is relaxation optional for Ellsworth and the Seventh-day Adventists? No, relaxation is required. Do they recognize the Sabbath once a month? No, they recognize the Sabbath once a week. On this day, they vow to do no work, but instead spend time with friends and family and take hikes in the surrounding mountains. On the Sabbath, do Adventists work? No, they don't work. Who do they spend time with on this day? They spend time with friends and family. Do they take a drive in the countryside? No, they don't. They take a hike in the mountains. Do you ever take a hike in the mountains? And in fact, Ellsworth is killing two birds with one stone here on his day of rest. He's not just relaxing, he's relaxing with members of his community. Is Ellsworth killing birds on his day of rest? No, of course not. He's killing two birds with one stone. It's just an idiom. Is he relaxing? Yes, he certainly is. With whom is he relaxing? He's relaxing with members of his community. These are people who share the same beliefs, values, and attitudes as he does. Other Adventists share the same beliefs as Ellsworth does, don't they? Yes, they do. But they have different values, don't they? No, they don't. They have the same values. And what about their attitudes? They also have the same attitudes. Having a sense of belonging is the fourth and final characteristic of Blue Zone lifestyles. What is the fourth and final characteristic of Blue Zone lifestyles? Having a sense of belonging is the fourth and final characteristic. All Blue Zone inhabitants have a strong social network, and they place a strong emphasis on family. They surround themselves with the right kind of people who are equally as healthy and happy. Do Blue Zone inhabitants have a strong social network? Yes, they have a strong social network. Do they place a strong emphasis on family? Absolutely. Family is very important to Blue Zone inhabitants. Is family important to you? For Ushi and her friends Setsuko and Matsu, this sense of belonging is most strongly felt in their moai. A moai is a small group of people who stick together for life, supporting each other financially, socially, and emotionally. Where do Ushi and her friends most strongly feel a sense of belonging? They most strongly feel a sense of belonging in their moai. What is a moai? A moai is a small group of people who stick together for life, supporting each other financially, socially, and emotionally. If times ever get tough for one person, their moai will help them out. Having this safety net takes the stress away in times of need. If times get tough, will their moai help them out? Yes, their moai will help them out if times get tough. What effect does this safety net have in times of need? This safety net takes the stress away in times of need. And for Tonino and other Sardinian people, family is the bedrock of their lives. For Tonino and Sardinian people, what is the bedrock of their lives? Family is the bedrock of their lives. What is the bedrock of your life? Sardinian families are dedicated to supporting each other in times of difficulty and in caring for the elderly. To put a family elder into a nursing home would be considered a great dishonor. What would be considered a great dishonor for a Sardinian family? Putting a family elder into a nursing home would be considered a great dishonor. So, there you have it. Longevity simply comes down to moving naturally, eating wisely, having the right outlook, and feeling a sense of belonging. Simply speaking, what four things does longevity come down to? Longevity simply comes down to moving naturally, eating wisely, having the right outlook, and feeling a sense of belonging. Of course, having a long life is no good if the quality of your life is poor. Is having a long life always good? No, not necessarily. Having a long life is no good if the quality of your life is poor. How is the quality of your life? But for the majority of people in blue zones, old age seems to be a sweet fruit of a life well lived. For the majority of people in blue zones, is old age depressing? No, on the contrary. Old age seems to be the sweet fruit of a life well lived. People like Ellsworth, Ushi, and Tonino give us a vision of old age that we can aspire to, one that is filled with love, energy, and fun. Do people like Ellsworth, Ushi, and Tonino give us a vision of old age that we can aspire to? Yes, people like Ellsworth, Ushi, and Tonino give us a vision of old age that we can aspire to. Is that vision filled with hatred? No way. That vision is filled with love. Is it filled with laziness? Absolutely not. It's filled with energy. And is it filled with boredom? Heck no. It's filled with fun. Is your life filled with love, energy, and fun? Reflecting on the lives of these extraordinary people, how can we change our lifestyles to move us a bit closer to the Blue Zone way of life?